Scott, it's review roundup time. Where have you been lately, and what'd you think?
Well, I've been to a range of places. Let's start with someone once said that they didn't think my job was all that great because I eat in a lot of dives. And recently I ate in a place that's actually called Dive Bar.
Well, you show them, huh?
So, and it's aptly named when you look at the experience, but don't get me wrong. Well, it is a little, let's say grungy, but they're also going for the play on words. For example, they've got a banquette that's fashioned out of a pontoon boat. This is a place in downtown Orlando. They do an okay burger. And they do some sandwiches they call potbelly sandwiches. It's okay food, you know. It's probably good for if you're down and you're visiting a lot of the bars downtown. You want to put something in your stomach. Go to Dive Bar.
What's next?
Well, I got a couple of other very nice, charming little places with good food too.
Hey, all right.
One is Thai Stop, which is right across the street from the Amtrak station in downtown Orlando, which I think is one of the terrific little hidden neighborhoods in downtown. This is from the owner who originally opened Napasorn Thai in downtown Orlando proper. And it's very small, just a few tables, but you'll get your basic tom kha gai soup, maybe a nice Thai curry. The Masaman was very good. And then another little place down in the area where we have such a great concentration of Vietnamese restaurants at 50 and Mills, or Mills 50 as the city would like us to call it, is a place called, uncreatively enough, Vietnam Cuisine. But Vietnam Cuisine pretty much says what it is. And the thing I really liked about Vietnam Cuisine is that it doesn't have the kind of menu that a lot of its neighboring Vietnamese restaurants have that have, you know, over 100 items on it. It's a much more manageable menu. It's very good food. You get the Vietnam spring rolls and maybe one of the rice noodle dishes. Everything that you like about Vietnam restaurants, Vietnamese restaurants, you're going to find in Vietnam cuisine, but it's going to be a little bit more manageable, let's say.
How's the price?
Unconfusing. Very nice. We're talking mid-teens, or actually under $10 for most of the entrees, which, you know, if you go into it's Vietnamese cuisine is one of the best values you can find. It's a little intimidating when you pull up. It faces Colonial Drive, but you enter in from the street behind, which I think is Mount Vernon. And the parking lot area is not very attractive. I think they could do a lot to spruce it up, because when you see it, it just doesn't look like a place that you want to go into. But inside, it's very nice, very kempt and pleasant. And the people, too. I was just so charmed by the way I was greeted and the way I was treated throughout my meal and thanked for coming. I think that's just so nice. And to have good food besides.
Can't beat that.
I like it.
Thank you.
Thank you.